Hey, Cheech, man. Let's listen to movies and doobies, man.
Hell yeah, man. Oh, man, that's gonna be like smoking. Yeah.
All you other dudes relax and enjoy the vibes, man.
Shalom. I can't say shalom. I don't want to offend anybody. What's poppin'?
What's going Brand on,
kiddos?
Brand
new whip just hopped in.
Welcome back to the Movies and Doobies podcast. And before we fucking forget, like we always do, I'm Des.
I'm Kels.
And today is TV Talk Tuesday.
It is episode 3. We are going to be watching Euphoria episode 5 and 6. I just echoed. I'm so sorry. But yeah, we're going to watch episode 5 and 6. We hope you guys enjoyed last week's episode where we watched 3 and 4, and we hope you tuned in yesterday for Movie Madness.
So it's episode. We watched Blair Witch, the 2016 movie.
Correct. Exactly what this woman just said. It was pretty good. So, you know, go check it out. The episode, the movie, if you haven't already. Do it up, kiddos.
But, absolutely. Get her dead.
Yes, what is the description for this one? All right, so it's called 03 Bonnie and Clyde. Maddie and Nate must deal with a police investigation and ruined jewels reflect on their relationship.
I wonder what the police investigation is.
I know.
Maybe into his daddy?
Oh.
We never know, anyways.
No, you never know, but I'm really hoping that ruined jewels are gonna be a thing.
Hell yeah,
dude! I don't know. Finally, at first, like I mean, last episode I wasn't really having it because I'm like, okay, now you're like, oh, Tyler turned out to be Nate, so let me go rebound with Rue.
For real,
I'm like kind of not having it, but kind of am having it. I don't know how I feel about it yet, bro. Oh, fucking no, man.
It's definitely strange, but we're gonna dive in after Kels smokes.
Yes, kids. So get your smoking utensils ready. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cheers, kiddos. I pack a Keefy bowl pack for you. Oh my god, there we go. My lighter wouldn't fucking light. Cheers. Oh my god. All right, kids. And, you know, with that, that's being all good. Oh my god, you didn't do it.
Oh my god, no, I didn't.
Oh my god, let's cheers up again, kids. We gotta cheers again.
Cheers.
This one's for you and me, living out our dreams.
I can't believe I forgot to do it.
No, I'm sitting here, I'm like, what the fuck is, what are you doing?
Me?
You're clicking away.
I keep rewatching that fucking one part with the fucking, when it's like, well, you got caught with a flat, and then he looks at the camera and he goes, how about that? I'm like, I can't, I just love it. I don't know what it is about it.
You watched the, I don't remember what year it's from, it's in the 70s, but she watched the Rocky Horror Picture Show for the first time yesterday, and I watched Sweeney Todd for the first time yesterday, which was... Oh, sorry. Wait, I'm saying yesterday as a Tuesday. I watched it for the first time. Today's Friday. We're recording. So Thursday, the Thursday before this Tuesday, before today, this episode drops is when we watch that shit. Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyways.
All good. All
right. Ready, buddy?
Let's just dive right into it.
All right. Let's get her gone. Get her gone. Don't forget your line.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the sesh.
Wow.
Okay, do you want it more fucking...
Why was that so, like, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the sesh? Like, what?
You caught me off guard. Okay. Kids, sit back, relax, and enjoy the motherfucking sesh, bitches. Yeah. HBO. As I always like to say, HBO.
What a fucking surprise. What a goddamn surprise. This episode is what? 57 minutes long.
And I'm waiting for it. There it is. Viewer discretion is advised. Per use.
Yes.
Rue is definitely in love with Jules.
Absolutely.
See, you know, we have to remember. We have to remember to actually use their names instead of he and she.
Oh, like when we're talking about the characters and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that because we'll be like, oh my god, like he just did that. It's like, who just did what? Yeah. Because we didn't say their name. We said he. We're going to try and be better for you guys. We're so sorry. Sometimes they're just unmemorable characters and we just don't remember.
Yeah.
Yo, she's up to something with that shit. You see that look? She's like,
Maddie, yeah.
she's up to something, and I'm having it because fuck Nate, he's a douchebag. I'm all for destroying his life. Do it.
All right, Maddie.
Yeah, what the fuck? Oh.
Hell yeah, you watch the fucking Jersey Shore, bitch. Even at a young age, Maddie was killing it.
Mm-hmm.
No. Rich women do nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Lying ass bitch.
He was like 40.
What the fuck? Facts. Big facts.
Mm-hmm. That dude, is... Nate's such a possessive fucker.
He is.
She sure fucking did. Oh, I believe that. She's my spirit animal. Interesting. So Maddie's like a master manipulator.
Yep.
Just like Nate.
Wow.
They deserve each other.
Clearly.
Not the fucking coat.
Oh my god. I'm fucking dead. This man that just drives a little Zamboni thing around and they're just fucking out back.
That's called toxicity.
Mm-hmm. That's how it always fucking goes, man. Holy shit. That was a very, very long intro. What the fuck? Not her talking, but like when they showed Euphoria, like,
yeah.
Usually it's like, there, quick, done. That one was like, it's going with the music. Mistake. Mom was like, oh.
Can you make it any more obvious?
Oh, I hope she doesn't get her hopes up again.
Right? Oh, I wish I had a mom to braid my hair.
Her mom's just chilling, too. Like, her mom didn't even question her, like, you like women? Like, her mom, she's like, okay, so, like, you guys in a relationship? Like, what's up? Oh, my God. He's a fucking tattoo artist, too? I can't.
Yep.
I can't. What does he not do?
Little plug thug.
He said he's been doing it for years. I wonder how old this boy is. Hi, Daddy Sloan.
Uh-oh. Cal. What happened?
Yeah, what is the tea, dude?
Uh-oh. He is shitting bricks.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh my god, this is because of me. Unless...
Well, Maddie and Nate are being investigated. Is that what the description said? So, like, maybe he has to be questioned, too?
Yep. Cat looks like straight out of the Matrix movie. Dun, dun, dun.
Mm-mm-mm.
Girl. Yeah. Nate literally choked you, Maddie. What?
Dude, he's getting so many different stories from so many different people.
Doesn't it suck when you actually have to face the fucking consequences? It's a little late for that, sweetie. Get your mans. Really? You can cut this out, but Ethan reminds me of like the face.
I'm dead. Oh my god, I'm dead.
You can't stop seeing it now, can you?
Nope.
I haven't been able to since I saw him. I just didn't know who it was.
She's a bad bitch.
She sure is. I'm gonna run this nothing town. Watch me make them bow one by one by one. Bitch, you should see me in a crown. She is a fucking baddie.
Oh, got the jewel.
Hi.
Oh my god, what was it? What part of what? Where did he work? Where did she...
Where'd that lingerie place or whatever.
That's right.
Her mom doesn't give a fuck.
Nah.
Stop acting so sketchy, Cal. They're not there for you. P. Period.
Homeboy's fucked. He's fucked. He's fucked. Bye.
But Maddie's fighting so hard to not have her mom press charges. But it's like, girl, he fucking strangled you.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, Nate? Be honest with your daddy, Nate. Tell Daddy Cal what you did. Not really.
Yes, you fucking did, my sir. Fucking be a fucking man and do it, you fucking pussy.
Yes. You fucking did, Nate. You fucking choked her.
Dude, your silence speaks so fucking loud.
No, he did it, Cal. Don't fall for that shit. Cal, look at me.
Well, you fucking did it, so put your big boy pants on and just fucking admit it. You know, he's gonna be labeled as a fucking domestic abuser, even if they don't fucking charge him. Everyone's gonna fucking probably call him that shit. He's done. He's done for.
You're so guilty as fucking shit, Nate. And Cal, I can't believe you. If you loved her, you would have dared not put your hands on her like that.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I still, like, every now and again, I think about what Jewel said to him.
Dude, both of them are grilling her. I can't. What did she say? What?
When she, like, stopped him and she was like, you know what I think? I think you're a fucking just like your daddy.
And what about it?
That, like, rings in my head all the fucking time because that is such a savage thing to say.
Yeah, she fucking...
Jules, you are so full of shit. Nate is scary, Rue. You are absolutely right.
Yo, fuck the Jacobs family. I love Sloan, but not Cal Jacobs.
Now you pissed off Jules. Good job, Rue. You need to understand that she could be blackmailed by Nate.
Yo, you know why they probably got Rules as their ship name?
Yeah, that's...
No, because if they did their names with her name, it would be Jew.
Oh my god.
Sorry. That is so fucking funny. Or it would I just be thought like, about that.
Or it would be like Juru.
I can't. Jew. Let's think about it. Like, okay, they got Rules because it makes sense. I'm like, what would it be if they used Rue's name and fucking Jew?
Jew.
I'm dead.
My super brief and horrifying sexual history. What?
What the fuck?
Okay, weirdo. You're the one who wanted to know how to French kiss.
She's just chilling.
No.
Word.
What?
She didn't even make a peep, bro.
Rue literally laid there like nothing was happening. And he's like, oh, you look like you came so hard.
I'm dead.
Girl, you need to just take off your fucking sweater. Dude, that could have been way less traumatic if she had just taken it off.
Yep. Jesus. They did really good fucking makeup work at that fucking bruise. That looks like a hand.
Oh my god, that's such a bad bruise. You're such a fucking liar. Oh, Kels, nothing pisses me off more than a domestic abuser who's just trying to, like, get by.
Mm-hmm. You're the one who wanted to go out with her again. After she dumped your ass. So.
Nate, you're such a fucking liar. You don't love someone that you choke. Period. Are you gonna try and frame Maddie as a fucking whore to save your ass, Nate?
Of course he is.
Yeah. I'm sure you love Maddie so, so much.
Oh, shit. She's
not
having it.
Maddie. Okay, well, all these kids need to stop looking at her.
Well, Lexi was looking at Rue.
Yeah, I know. I beg to differ,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, stop it.
There are such things called high school sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
Admit it, boo-boo, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Rue was bullshitting them. Oh my god, yay, Rue! I'm gonna cry for
13
you.
Days, baby.
13 days, Rue. Oh my god. Dude, that just deadass made me teary-eyed.
Oh, buddy. Oh, buddy. You're gonna be okay.
Oh, enough. Drug addicts get me in a certain way, man.
Coffee for my girl.
Ooh, get her daddy.
Yeah, right? I just said both like a fucking asshole. Even her dad doesn't even care that she's like a junkie bitch. He's like, oh, she's gonna meet it. It's cool. You're a good influence on her. Like, oh, whatever. Get your best bitch back. Go do it.
For real. Make amends.
Oh, what'd she do? Say no?
No, I don't think she said no. I think that's all Rue wanted to say.
Yes, you should have. You should have defended your girl.
Absolutely, McKay.
Instead of letting some little high school fuck and be like, no, she's a whore. Da, 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 da. Exactly. Like, she's a whore, but I love her.
McKay just should have put his fucking foot down with Nate and been like, yeah, she's my girl. What the fuck about it?
Literally. Literally, dude. Stand up for your girl.
Oh, you're not going to be proud. Okay. Once you find out what your boo-boo did.
After you left.
Oh, yeah. That was... Mm-mm-mm. Nasty.
I don't know what it is, but I'm like oddly attracted to this man. I think it's the piercings.
It is. And the beanie, bro.
It's just like.
I am too. Don't worry.
It's just like, oh no, man.
Yeah, but like, bang, Maddie.
Damn, so go in
the spam.
Damn.
Oh my god, Mr. Kitty.
He doesn't love you.
Cat, be a G. Oh, cat. It's a dick appointment, I get it, but...
It's very important to get with Snakebite Man, okay? And Maddie made her bed. God forbid she lies in it. Am I right or wrong? Did I lie?
You're right, you're right.
Did
you're
I fucking right. lie?
She did. No. She dug that 6-foot hole.
Don't tell me.
Already, man? Already, man?
Oh yeah,
yeah, dude. Totally. She has men coming like that. Like she got her mouth on the dick for like 2 minutes and boom, not even two minutes.
Listen, that's one of the most used up lines in the guy book.
Oh, what do you say?
That doesn't usually happen, but it was just so good. Like, bitch, unless she's pulling out some fucking like. You know, some really sick shit. Every blowjob is the same. Every pussy feels the same. Be gone.
You know that? Have you felt every single pussy to know that they all feel different?
Well, they do. If you think that your girl is tighter than usual, it means that she's not turned on. Because your punani loosens, like... Some guys are like, oh my god, you're so wet, even though it's always like that because you have a medical problem with it. Period.
Oh, you're still talking about it.
I'm just making my point. And to all of our male followers, don't. That's all I'm gonna say. Don't. This ain't no shit about...
I'm sorry, wait, what just happened?
I don't know.
Because you were fucking talking. Shut up for no, a minute, man.
Hold she on. Literally nothing happened.
I want to know what she said to her to make her be like.
That's literally it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Why does that make her so uncomfy? Jules, why does that make you uncomfy? What's the tea, girl?
You know, Jules has probably never known love. Like, other than her dad, obviously, mm-hmm. but like.
Oh, Cal's at it again.
Of
course he is. He is very fucking hot. It's Daddy Sloan.
Not even Champagne? Oh. That's not attractive. What the fuck? Cal, just call Jules.
He's not used to that.
He's picky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cal. This is miserable. Period. Oh my god, Cal. I don't want to say I'm ashamed of you, but I am. This is sad. Mm-hmm. By what? Letting him cry fuck you?
Probably, bro.
Come on. Cal. Let's go daddy on him. No? Okay.
Yo, show me Lexi's mom. She's funny as fuck. Why is she not in this episode? I'm kind of mad. That might affect my rating of this episode because Lexi's mom's not in it. She's so fucking funny.
Is it Lexi's mom or isn't it?
Lexi and Cassie are sisters.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm dumb.
For the longest time, the first, three episodes, I thought Maddie and Cassie were sisters, and then I realized it was Lexi. But she's just so fucking funny.
What's up with these ladies and laying in their mom's lap?
Yo, I want to know what happened with Maddie. Like, where'd she go? What'd she do? What happened?
Answer it, McKay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Maddie's what?
Tell Maddie to download Signal.
Don't go.
She's like, I'm gonna go see my man.
Don't do it. Don't go see him.
What if that's where Cal is?
Awkward. Oh my god, be so fucking funny. For someone who wants to keep this a secret, he gets a room awfully close to the fucking dude who runs the fucking motel. For real. He can easily see what the fuck's going on. Uh-oh. There goes Nate pulling up.
And he knows it's his dad.
I'm fucking dead.
Yeah, but now his dad knows that he's there.
If his dad recognized it.
Oh, no. Nate, say nothing.
Jules is not having it.
I know.
I fucking hate this. She's just leading Root on. Fucking bullshit.
Oh, god damn it.
Fucking bullshit.
God fucking damn it.
Of course.
All right, you know what? No, we're just, yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Well, kids, that was episode 5 of Euphoria. Three, Bonnie and Clyde. If you guys keep listening, we'll get into the next one. But we're going to go take a little breaky break.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk to you kids in a little bit.
Okay.
Hi, kiddos. Welcome back. I'm back from my break. We took a little break. More like just a little one. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you how long our break was.
You don't need to know.
2 days. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. That cough just slipped right out, man. I'm so sorry. We had to take a little break because technical difficulties in between the episode. It's all right. Whatever.
It happens.
Sorry. Sipping my coffee right now. If y'all ever go to Dunkies, you get a large iced coffee with 4 caramel swirl and 5 creams in it. No extra sugar. Delicious. Delicious. What's your order, bunny?
Large vanilla bean culada with extra motherfucking vanilla flavoring. So it tastes like a goddamn milkshake.
Delicious.
Dude, today I said to Megan, extra on accident. And they gave me extra. And that shit was not even white. It was fucking yellow. And it tasted like a weird... I thought they maybe didn't clean out whatever they made it in because it wasn't even like vanilla. There was vanilla, but it was like, it tasted like coffee and donuts.
Yeah, I mean, it is Dunkin' Donuts. Actually, they changed the name to Dunkin' because, whatever.
They really changed their name to just Dunkin'?
Look at my cup, literally just has Dunkin'. Yeah, they did. And I remember reading about this like a year or two ago or something. They changed it. It was something like, because people just, they don't call it Dunkin' Donuts. They call it Dunkin' or Dunks. So they're like, let's just shorten the name to Dunkin'.
Yeah, look at this.
Baby girl, you're still double D to me. My coffee's like the same color. You can't even tell because it's so freaking bright out here, bro.
See, now that it's liquidy, though, it actually tastes like vanilla.
Sorry, enough about our coffees. You know, I also got some berry juice and some water mixed together. That's my other drink.
And I have a grape Powerade.
Gross. I fucking hate grape-flavored shit.
I don't really like grape-flavored shit either, but it's the only thing I have, and it's not super bad.
I don't like grape and orange. Grape and orange-flavored shit.
I like orange soda, but I won't drink orange anything else.
Dude, like, orange Gatorade and shit? Fucking nasty. Even when it's cold, it's just so gross.
No, yeah. Shit. I would have preferred to have a fruit punch Powerade, but I have a grape one, and...
You know what the best kind of Gatorade is? The blue cherry one? No? I hate
that flavor.
So good, bro.
I used to like it, but I drank it so much that I just fucking despise it now.
I don't know. I'm dude, my dad, Arizona green tea, not sponsored. I wish we were, because green tea, I drink it like 24/7.
My dad drinks the fucking green apple Gatorades.
Ew.
Dude, they're straight sugar. And he drinks them warm.
Ew. Ooh, ooh.
Mm.
Yo, they have a really good one. It's not the cloudy lemon lime one that's like yellow, but they have a lemon lime one. It's like, it's literally lime green and it's clear. That shit's gas. I always brought that shit to fucking softball with me, because that was, shit was fucking gas.
I'm just a tried and true fruit punch.
Fruit punch. I like fruit punch monster, but I don't know. Anyways, yeah, guys, I'm gonna smoke with y'all real quick, and then we're gonna get into episode 2. Actually, technically episode 6, but this is the second episode we're watching for this episode, which is what, episode 4, 3, 4, 3.
Oh, what, of TV Talk?
Yeah, I think this is episode 3.
Yeah.
This next episode is literally called the next episode. It says, on Halloween, Rue worries about her reliance.
Her reliance.
Thank you. I decided to say it right. Her reliance on Jules when she starts acting strange. Yeah, because Jules is kind of like, what's going on? I don't know if I like this or not. Da, 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 da. And Rue is so into it, and I feel bad.
I think she's realizing that Rue is
in love with her.
Not that, but she's basing a lot of her sobriety on Jules. Like, mm-hmm. She's like, I want to do these drugs, but I would lose her if I did. Which is dangerous. It's called codependency.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. Not good.
Oh, goddamn. I don't know. Should I smoke a joint? Should I smoke a bowl? I got 2. Y'all have been learning how to roll. Not really. I kind of teach me. This one looks a little pregnant. I did. I rolled a little pregnant thing. Fuck it. I'll spark that bad bitch up with y'all. Cheers, y'all. Here we go.
Since it's not a bowl, I don't need to fucking sing my song. I only do that with the bowls.
Why?
Because it's like, you're going to be smoking. Okay, fine. This one's for you and me, living out our dreams. Sky full of lighters again.
Hey.
Sky
full of lighters. All right. Yeah. And, you know, kids, with that all being good, Sandy and said, sorry you guys didn't get really much time to get your smoking stuff ready, exactly. But it should have been ready.
You know what we like to say. We said it at the beginning, but we're going to say it again. Because it's the second episode. It's another episode, you know?
Yeah.
Sit back.
Relax. Oh, and I thought we were going to do it simultaneously.
Oh, okay. Sit back. Relax. And enjoy this.
Dude, this is so bad. Okay, episode 6, y'all. Here we go. Just the HBO, man. HBO.
We were able to do that in unison, but we can't do a plan.
I thought you were picking up what I was putting down, because I started saying it with you to begin with, but apparently not.
I don't know. Yeah, you confuse me. I confuse myself.
My joint already went out. It took 2 puffs and it's like, we're done.
I'm dead.
That doesn't matter, Nate. If you guys are broken up, 2 tough shits, it's free reign on Maddie's pussy.
Not the free reign punani.
Well, it is. Like, if you guys are broken up, he can't say shit.
No, absolutely.
You can't. You can't say shit. You're not together. Get over yourself, you fucking scumbag. You don't own her. It's gonna be like McKay or something.
This is definitely McKay.
He's playing football. That's why I think it's McKay.
And McKay's a beast at football.
Mm-hmm. And we ain't never seen this little boy before, so... Damn, so boy's practicing before practice even practice. Like, what's practice?
Yep. He's practicing so hard, he's throwing up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, McKay.
He just face masked him. Well, this was probably before face masking was, like, illegal and a thing in football. Because now, you pull someone down by the face mask, you get a fucking penalty.
Yeah, you're not supposed to fucking do that.
No, because...
Don't touch your... Like, yeah, don't touch their fucking helmet.
No, because you're, like, ripping their fucking head down, so it's, like... You don't do that shit. But some guys get away with that shit, and it's fucking insane to me. That's when you get fights that break out, because they're all like, it was a face mask, and they're like, no, it wasn't! It's like, it's a fucking tussle.
Especially when you can see right on the replay, they run up behind them, arms around them, and they grab the fucking mask.
Grab the face and pull them down.
Damn, McKay. College football, baby.
He'll make you or break you.
You need to be better. Oh, come on. You just need to get better, McKay. Yeah, no, she shouldn't have fucking played dumb with that shit. Like, Cassie, you made a sex video. It's...
I fucking love their mother. Lexi and fucking Cassie, their mom is so fucking funny. Jiggly she got titties. Some big old... Yeah, I'm about to say she got some big old knockers, bro.
Hello, titties.
All right. Rue, I understand this is a show about other people, too. But just show me what's going to happen with you and fucking Jules, because I for need real. To know.
Dude, was that music in each ear for you? Like, one voice in one ear and one voice in the other?
Oh, I only have one headphone technically on my ear. Oh.
What the fuck?
Oh.
Jules, what's the matter with you?
She rejected her kiss.
So what, McKay? Shut the fuck up. Since when are you allowed to fucking tell your girlfriend what to wear?
Dude, dump McKay and hop with this boy. At least he's actually kind of nice to her. McKay's just, like, telling her everything she does wrong. Like, you do this wrong, you do that wrong. I'm gonna hear about this. Like, so fucking what?
He's pretty fucking cute, too.
Yeah.
Oh, of course she's a nun. A dirty nun. I need tempo. Fucking up to the tempo. Kitty cat, kitty kitty cat. Look at my... Oh. I'm sorry, but that one guy who was like, ree, ree.
You see the one with the tape on his fucking nose, too?
Yeah. She's fucking it up. Get a cat. Please stop drooling. You're making me miss mine. He bought her whole entire wish list.
Dude, okay, Jules, like, wants her to be clean, but then she's like, let me get fucked up in front of her. And, like,
make her miss it. I know, I'm sorry, but, like, I love the fact that Kat's a nun and Jules is a fucking angel.
I'm confused about what the fuck Rue's supposed to be. Yes, Jules, now she's your chaperone.
Me.
Oh! Fucking
me. She's Bob Ross.
I love it, Lexi.
She's fucking Bob Ross. I love it.
Fucking can't.
I need that fucking costume. She just gave me my next fucking Halloween idea. I'm going to be fucking Bob Ross.
I love it.
No. Oh my god, you look so good. I'm attracted to you right now. You like Bob Ross. Kiss me.
We dressed up as 50-year-old men last year. We were, for Halloween, y'all, we were, Destiny was Hotch, Aaron Hotchner from Criminal Minds, and I was David Rossi. I was Papa Rossi.
No, we didn't even go out for Halloween.
Huh?
We didn't even go out for Halloween, did we?
No, because COVID, man.
But we can this year. Finish our FBI vests and actually get absolutely. The whole crew together.
Absolutely. Nope, the monster's not gonna get a fucking table because of Nate or some shit. Probably the whole town heard about this shit, so they're probably like, we don't like domestic abusers in our place.
Fuck off. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah, watch, they're gonna be like, you need to leave.
Your son's a fucking woman beater.
And we don't want that. We don't tolerate it.
No, he did.
Yes, he did.
He's very guilty, Cal. How do you feel, Nate? Have you learned your lesson? Probably not.
Yeah, so you're going to remember that when it actually comes out that he's fucking guilty. You're going to be like, oh.
He's so guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Is he printing Jules's nudes right now?
I swear to fucking God.
I think it is.
What a fucking douchebag. Because he's probably going to go plaster all that shit. And then he just manipulates the fuck out of her. Let me cry. Let me, you know, make you seem like you're the bad guy, Maddie. So I can get in your pants, damn it. Go make the fishies watch.
Already did. That's definitely Jules.
Mm-hmm. What a piece of shit. Dude, she's gonna fucking... Your dad's fucked, man. You fucking do anything, your dad's fucked. Dude, your dad is fucking fucked.
What the fuck are you doing? Is he gonna blackmail her for money?
He better fucking,
Us. I'm dressed up as Bob Ross and you're in a suit.
I don't even know what the fuck she's even supposed to be. What is Rue? Like, what?
I don't know.
Bob Ross and what? Gia. God damn it, Gia. What the fuck? Oh my god, one of the fucking twins, of course.
Honey, dude. You're drunk.
Oh my, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? Your grammar is...
You sound drunk. I am drunk. Go find Dad. There he is.
I don't even, boy.
I can't take her seriously because she's just as Bob Ross. I fucking love Lexi, man.
I think he's supposed to be Malcolm X.
Who, Rue?
No.
Oh, he? Yeah.
Troy or Roy, whatever the fuck his name is. He's definitely Malcolm X. The glasses, it's like. Fucking did.
I don't think he understands. Go tell my bitch she beautiful.
Literally, right? She's a good wingman. She'd be a good wingman. Just pull them in. Now go in there and tell my sister she looks nice. Like, go.
Period.
She's supposed to be Janet Jackson. I think she's Janet Jackson. Her sister, Gia.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
I think Gia's Janet Jackson. Dude, I... So you got Janet Jackson, you got a fucking nun, you got Ted Bundy, an angel, Bob Ross, and whatever the fuck Rue is.
How are you not fucking jamming to this song?
And what are you supposed to... Oh. Wow. Dude, he should have been Ron from The Walking Dead. Or, like, dressed up as, like, Carl or something. They can't break that fifth wall. No, but they could... He should have done, like, something that fucking, like, Carl or something. Come in with Carl's fucking hat on or something, bro. What?
Could you please just hook up with him already?
I know!
He went on some ramp... Yeah. He has a crush on you, Kat.
Like, she's don't be such a bitch. She doesn't even know the situation. It wasn't even, like, another girl he was, like, trying to get with. Aw, she just broke his little heart.
Oh, where's my little plug thug?
Yeah, right? Is he there? Come on, where's he at? Where's he at? Dude, I fuck with Fez. I do. Like,
me too.
He sells on the low. He does sell. But he's a fucking G to Rue. He's a fucking G. As you shouldn't, my friend.
He reminds me so much of Mac Miller.
Ooh, thank you for placing, like, the face. Because he does. He looks like Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Rest in peace.
Right? When I'm on my Donald Trump shit. Mm-hmm. Look at all this money. Ain't that son? We're gonna take over the world.
What is it? Oh, yeah. If only we could trade. Send Trump up there. Bring him back.
As Jordan Lucas once said, take that boy Trump with you. He's a bigger threat. That's too much power for a coward with no intellect.
Period.
He almost fucked that up bad.
He is feeling her all sorts of ways.
Dude, I can't. It's like... She's gonna sleep with him, I guarantee it.
Liquid courage.
Yep.
I love the fact that Ethan's still... Oh. No, just kidding. McKay cares way too much about what other people think about his relationship.
Uh-huh. Oh, so now her costume's okay? Because you get to take it off of her?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's alright? Fucking... I was fucking with him for a while, McKay, but, like, he's kind of...
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
What are they doing to him?
Are they fucking him or what?
I don't think so. I think that was like a hazing process.
Probably.
Did he just get raped? I can't tell if he really just got raped.
Like, it looked like he was trying to fuck him, but then also it looked like he was just humping his ass.
Yeah, that's what I think it looked. That's what I thought it looked like. Sir, it is a big deal.
What?
Dude, the mood is fucking ruined.
If he kicks her out because she doesn't want to fuck, he's a fucking dick. She got some nice titties.
She sure does, but now he's, like, in a mood.
So you're gonna be fucking mean and aggressive?
Yep. And now he can't get hard.
She's not into it at all.
No, yeah. Cassie. What? He just came. Fucking how? That was like two pumps. Boom, boom. Ugh. And he didn't even get her something to clean it up. Why is your nose so red, Cassie?
Because you could tell she's fucking like... She looks like she was crying too a little bit. Oh yeah, she was crying. That's probably why. Some bitches just like... Their faces get all red when they start crying. Lane? When Lane starts crying, bro, his face gets bright fucking red, and he is pissed. He, you know what he does when he's really pissed? He fucking holds his breath. That freaks me the fuck out. I'm like, dude, please start breathing. Like, you're freaking me out. And then he's like, and I'm like, okay.
That, okay.
Like all the boys in the fucking show. One, two,
boom. Yeah.
Literally, every single man in the show that fucks, he's like, he's like a one-hit wonder. He's like boom, one boom. Pump and he's done.
Just get drunk and then go tell her you want to fuck her. It's that simple.
Yep.
I hope he doesn't get whiskey dick.
Cat, I swear to God, if you don't date this man afterwards, I'm gonna be kind of mad because for y'all real. Be so cute.
Oh, I hope Nate doesn't show up to this party.
Oh, God. Like, hey, everybody, look at Jules. Go get her, Rue. What the fuck? Go get her, go get her, go get her.
She's like, oh, Jesus
no.
Christ.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, my McKay God. Oh, my God. McKay. McKay. Oh, McKay.
No. He's about to catch her in the act.
And Lexi is like,
oh, shit, Cass. Like, he's like, oh, I'll fucking show like you that. Real quick, bitch. He's like, mm-mm. That's literally every man ever. You're like soaking. Ooh.
Just because he's a virgin doesn't mean he doesn't know what he's doing.
Dude. That is the best feeling ever. That is the best feeling ever. Amazing. Oh, she's swimming. I thought she just fell in and was like, I'm going to drown now.
Unless.
Jules is like, I'm swimming.
Oh, no.
Dude, she is. Jules is fucked right now, man.
She really is.
Rue has no idea what the fuck.
Fucking absolutely drunk. Hammered.
Now kiss your girl. And do some weird spinny shit. Okay.
What about last night?
Yeah, what happened? Uh-oh.
Nate.
Oh, God. There it says envelope full of photos.
He is blackmailing her. Mm-hmm. I fucking knew it. I'll put your father in jail.
Yeah, right? Your dad fucked a 16-year-old, buddy. What is it?
Don't you dare go looking for Cassie McKay.
Oh, no, no, no. I just... Baby girl's done so good. I hope she don't go back to the drugs. Come on, Rue.
She's definitely having a struggle bus moment.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Dude, either they're gonna fuck or, and, like, he's gonna catch them, or maybe she, like, tells him no or something, he finds McKay in his lap. Buddy, guess what? Yup.
Bob Ross can't gonna with save Lexi. The day.
Bobby Rossi better. Bobby Rossi!
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
Do not deal with that. I would have been like, get blue balls. I don't care. Bye. No.
Oh, God. McKay. No, McKay. No. Bobby Rossi. Where are you? Bob Ross, where'd you go? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Y'all better have locked the fucking...
They didn't lock the door. I'm telling you right now, they did. They didn't lock the fucking
Imagine
door.
He walks in not on them, but on fucking the other two in the bathroom.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Come on, Bobby Ross. Come on. Oh, good shit, homegirl. Dude, her beard looks so real. I can't.
I fucking love Lexi right now. She just fucking saved the day.
She's such a good wingwoman.
Thank you. Who are these uncultured motherfuckers?
So, mm-mm.
What? Daniel? We were rooting for you. We were rooting for you, Daniel.
Fuck you, dude.
Whoa, oh, Daniel.
Are you like the real Ted Bundy, man? Like, what, you better kill him? Fuck you, dude.
I was rooting for you, Daniel.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna be a fucking douchebag. Jules, pull yourself together before you go fucking find Rue.
She's gonna hit a point where she's drunker than, like, drunk.
Mm-hmm. She'll get blackout.
Yeah. Oh, she's already well beyond blackout.
Watch your game here, Nate.
Man's came prematurely. It was all up on his pants.
Why is Lexi new with you guys? You're not a burden. Shut up. Come here. Like, I can't. Uh-oh.
Listen to Lexi, Rue. She's a real one. Oh, I thought
I... Fucking...
What the... Okay. That just made me super nervous.
And she's gone.
Soon. And what are you doing, Nate?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah. She'll fuck him. Mm-hmm. This is true. She just realized she hasn't gotten her period.
The one thing her mom said not to do. Get knocked up. Oh my God, this guy's still kicking it? Holy shit. Oh god, is Nate gonna go beat him up again or something? Yup. He's already crying. I can't.
Tyler, I'm not gonna fucking hurt you. You're in a neck brace. Come on.
This is probably where he got the name Tyler from.
Oh, for real. He's gonna blackmail him too.
Mm-hmm.
He detached a retina? Oh.
Oh god. All he has to do is be like, Nate, buddy. No, because then he'll be like, oh, she raped him. Never mind.
I really fucking hate Nate. And he's, I hate Maddie for being willing to do this just for the sake of,
unless she has no fucking idea.
He's doing it. Tyler is doing it.
Who is? Oh god. Oh, that's what he's having Jules do? That's not bad. I thought he was gonna make her do some fuck shit.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Come on, the cops aren't this dumb. It's just such a coincidence that
he confesses and she comes in. Yep. Same day. That's probably why she went and got shit-faced, to fucking forget about all that shit. Right, like, let me forget about what I just did this morning. Let me get shit-faced. Who the fuck? Oh.
Just so he can be able to show his fucking face?
Fucking douchebag. Of course, let me put on a show for everybody. Thanks, Jules. Just, yeah, tip of the cup.
Dude, they're despicable people.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely hate that relationship. Dude,
I can't with Lexi, bro.
I feel for Maddie in the...
Yo, Rue knows something's up. I'm sorry.
Like, I feel for Maddie in the way that, like, she's obviously being manipulated and abused, but, like, the fact that she's so willing to do all this absolutely fucked up shit to...
Because she's manipulated.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm pissed.
That's it? That's how y'all fucking end it? Yo, so next week is gonna be our final... It's going to be the Euphoria episode 7 and the finale. They're going to leave season
1 on a fucking cliffhanger. I just know
it. Well, but then there's also the two movies. There's one about Jules and one about Rue.
Yeah, but what about...
I could be wrong, but what I heard from somebody that they're supposed to be making a season 2.
They fucking better, because if they don't, they're going to be hearing from my lawyer.
Well, y'all, that was Euphoria.
Oh my god, episode I just know.
6 and 7. No,
I just fucking know that they're gonna leave it off on a really fucking horrible cliffhanger that I'm gonna be so pissed.
I hope in these next 2 episodes, Nate gets what's fucking coming to him. Fucking douchebag needs what's fucking coming to him. Like, he can't think he's just gonna get away with all this, and Karma not gonna come slap him across the fucking face real quick. Like,
he's so fucking crazy.
He's insane.
I never thought I could hate a character so much.
Like, he's a fucking douchebag.
He's a piece of shit.
Who the fuck was like, yeah, oh fuck it, let me fucking, my dad likes to fuck little boys and shit, so let me blackmail this one that he did fuck, actually this one girl that he fucked, and get her to confess to a crime that she never even witnessed. A crime that I committed and coerced someone else to fucking commit to. Confess to. Not commit. Confess. Dude, I can't. He's a fucking scumbag. I'm gonna smoke a bowl with y'all real quick. Where the fuck my lighter go right there? Nate's got my blood boiling. Cheers, y'all!
This one's for you and me. Living out our dreams. Whoa, that was a weak one towards the end there.
All right, y'all. And that was episode 3 of TV Talk.
Oh my god, yes it was.
We hope you guys enjoyed. Oh, ratings, what'd you think? Are you still up to a 10 or is it dropping? I'm still at a 10 right now.
I'm bringing it down to a 9.
Ooh, not even a half a digit. She dropped it a full digit, y'all.
I'm
going
just
strong.
I'm just really mad at the showmakers for putting cliffhangers like this in there. And
I am mad, but it draws me in and it wants me to keep watching. Which I know we can't until next week, but
well, the rating needs to sacrifice something for my blood pressure that's excessively high right now for watching this bullshit.
I'm fucking dead. Let me secret word, y'all. This is the secret word for today. We are gonna go with, it's gonna be, what is it, like an acronym or whatever, that's like a shortened version of a something, abbreviation. I'm stupid. Yeah. An acronym, what the fuck kind of school did I
acronym
go to?
Acronym is like
not
the
a very good one,
like PEMDAS,
say that. Yeah. So BAU would be a fucking an acronym or an abbreviation.
No, an acronym is right.
Oh my god, I was right. I guess I didn't go to a shit school after all. I guess it was all right. But if any of y'all know what BAU is from, I will tell you next Monday on Movie Madness what it is. I'm not gonna tell you now. You gotta figure out what BAU stands for. It's a phrase. It's a thing. It's from a specific show. So
guess away.
Figure it out.
Guess away, children.
Yeah, that's the secret acronym this week is BAU.
Absolutely, yeah, but you know.
You kids. Kids, Jesus. Yeah. What were you gonna say, buddy?
I don't know.
Don't forget to follow us. Follow the podcast. Rate the podcast. Send it to your fucking buddies, your family, your grandma, your auntie, your mammy, your pappy, all the above.
Yeah.
All them uncles, cousins, and brothers and sisters once or twice removed, remarried, rebirthed.
Send them to your dog.
To your dog walker, too.
Hell yeah.
Your dog's going out for a walk with your dog walker. Have the walker throw it off for the dog.
Your babysitter and
if your kid's old enough and can listen, why not? Let's teach them a couple cuss words. Why the fuck not? Who cares? Fuck shit, bitch. Let's go. All right.
Oh my god.
Anyways, y'all. Yeah, follow us, rate it, like it, subscribe to it, whatever the fuck, whatever. Oh my god. Okay, our Twitter is movies and debes. Our Instagram and the TikTok. I'm sorry, that bull just brought up my ADHD real good.
That's good shit.
What was I saying? Oh, TikTok and Instagram are Movies and Doobies Pod, and the Facebook page is Movies and Groupies. Also found at Movies and Doobies.
And as always, we hope you guys fucking
enjoyed.
Yeah.
We hope you guys liked yesterday's episode too. That one was fun. What the hell did we watch again?
Blair Witch.
2016, y'all. Check it out.
Absolutely.
And check out yesterday's episode if you already have not. If you're new, that is what's your name, man?
If you're new, I'm Des.
I'm Kelso.
And this Kels. Is the Movies and Doobies podcast. As
and new if you're age. Old, you should know by now whose fucking voice is whose.
Yep.
I just can't. We love you guys.
But yeah, no, we hope
get waiter to get enjoyed. Out.
And as I always like to say, fucking bow chicka wow wow, nay nay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, man.
Oh, yeah, that was dope, man.
Hey, see you dudes next time, man.